This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
I asked you if you had your coffee yet, and you said there's a shortage.
Yeah, I'm getting really nervous because I'm getting to the bottom of my case of calf that I get delivered every 3 weeks. So, yeah, my Keurig pods are slowly starting to vanish, and I'm not able to replenish my supply. So,
oh no,
I'm getting a little nervous here.
I've still got some too. I'm drinking it this morning, trying to keep up with you, buddy.
Yeah, I went ahead and had a double shot this morning, so I'm good. But
and that's the Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Yeah, cat, the right? Black Rifle calf. They've got a ton of different blends.
Yes, I know.
Brews they do now. And all that stuff. But I still keep going back to the original. I think I told you I wasn't a coffee person. For years and years and years, never really cared for it. And then I stopped by, there's a Nine Line. I don't know if you're familiar. They make like patriotic apparel and t-shirts and stuff. And they had just actually put the Black Rifle brew shop in their facility in Savannah. And I stopped by one day and, I'm just passing through. I'm like, oh, it looks cool. So I stopped in, had a few minutes, and I went in and it just smelled delicious. And I was like, let me try that. And the first time I drank it, my hair on my arm stood up and I was like, all right, I'm hooked. So from that point on, it's been calf or bust for me. So
yeah,
they've got one that's supposedly close to it, but I tried it and I'm like, nah, I'm good.
They just call it calf and it's good. And you even sent me some to get me hooked.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's always good to get you clear eyed in the morning. So,
yeah. And they even have K-cups, Keurig pods. So
that's all I drink. That's just easy. Matter of fact, funny story. And you could probably, because it's me, you could believe it. So when we go to Disney or if we go on vacation and like we're driving, my wife makes fun of me because for the longest time I bought a mini Keurig. And I would take the Keurig in a bag and I'd take it to the hotel because they wouldn't have the Keurig pods. All they'd have is, they have those little almost like tea bags that you put in the coffee pot. So I'm like, to heck with this. If I'm paying for the room, I'll put my own Keurig in there. So I'll take my own Keurig. I took it on a hunting trip to Texas.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's the necessities, you take your toothbrush and your Keurig pod.
Well, I for years here, I had one on my desk right in the studio, in my office, in the studio at the office. Of course, I have one at home, but I had my own little mini Keurig on my desk at work.
Right. I mean, it's mother's milk when you're dragging a little bit, get you a shot and keep going.
Yeah. Cause in the kitchens here at the Grady headquarters, they just have the big industrial coffee machines, right? They don't have Keurig. So
I'm saying not everybody has the Keurig.
Yeah, I brought my own, but now there's a few around the office. So I took it home. But there's so much going on out there. And you mentioned you were tuning into a show where people ask questions about their finances.
Well, I like to go online and just kind of peruse and see what people are thinking. Outside of our universe, right?
I mean, right.
Because at the end of the day, we're all human. We all have questions. We all have concerns. We're emotional creatures. Sure. And I was telling you, I am just, Tony, I'm floored at some of the articles and some of the, like, ask the expert questions that you see on these, like, and I'll give you the specifics. There's one, MarketWatch has a special section called the Moneyist.
Yep.
And they were talking about, you know, I was reading through some of these articles and I'm just sitting there going, number one, I don't understand kind of when we lost sight of the fact that the market doesn't just go straight up. I don't get me wrong. I understand where they're coming from, but that was kind of troubling. And I've actually got a few pulled up and I was going to actually just kind of mention them and kind of talk through them. But another one was the advice that is being given on some of these things. I question, number one, if the person A has any experience whatsoever, B, some of the advice that they were being given, I would question whether that was even, I don't know how that's legal to give some of the advice they were given and how there's no liability there, because some of the advice was just absolutely atrocious. So I guess it's like meteorology, right? You can be wrong all the time and you still keep a job. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but these guys are just, I think, leading these people down the wrong path. So, you know, first things first, I'll go to the first one that really just struck me was there was a question from a person says, I should turn off the news. I'm planning to retire early at 63 and watched in horror as the markets tanked. Will $1 million get me to my 90s? Well, that's kind of a loaded question.
Well, right? Sure.
First of all, $1 million, it could be a little, it could be a lot. And the reason I say that is, like this person, she goes on to talk about in the explanation of her situation that she has, you know, approximately 90% of her income is going to be covered by pensions and Social Security. So if you have $1 million and in addition to 90% of your income being guaranteed, that's a lot. Like there should be, if you do it properly,
if you have a good plan, yes,
if you have a good plan and you are tax efficient, there should be no reason why. I mean, within reason, obviously.
Yeah,
I can't guarantee.
Unless they're going to go buy a $900,000 tour bus to travel the country,
right? Or
that might deplete it.
Yeah, if you got $1.5 million and you go buy a $1 million boat, I can't help you. Right. I don't know what you want me to do. Right. You're going to spend that on each year on gas and, you know, or diesel and whatever. I mean, it's upkeep. I can't help you. But if you're a reasonable individual, and, you know, even she went on to talk about how 900,000 of that million was in Roth. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love you. Like you have been listening to me because I have been trying to get all of our listeners to at least investigate Roth. And, you know,
she's got $900,000 of tax free money
of $1 million.
She's got a pension and Social Security.
Right.
If she has a decent advisor, if she has a plan,
the probability of her running out of money is probably less than 1%.
Right.
But the thing about it is the answer. If I read this answer, which I did, if I read this answer and I'm in the uninitiated, I don't do this for a living, I'm like, oh my God, maybe I won't make it. Maybe I won't have enough money. And I'm like, oh my God, why are you freaking this person out? Like, this makes no sense to me. Right. It is absolutely insane. And it's not just the 60-year-olds, right? I had a conversation recently, same situation, a gentleman in his 50s, and he's just getting to retirement and he's really panicked and talking about, you know, I may have to work longer. And I'm sitting there going, I don't understand, like, what has changed? And the market, you know, is down literally, what, 4%, 3.5%, 4% year to date. We just had a 25% rip on the S&P. I don't I don't understand.
Yeah. Last year, the S&P was up about 20-25%.
Right. That's what I said. It just ripped 25%. It's down 3 or 4.
Yeah. Even if it goes down 10, that's a natural correction. That's going to happen. It's just, I think people got spoiled because the cycle was interrupted.
A good good word to use.
The problem is, right, is that we had 2 years or almost 2 years of incredible increases with no actual correction, right? It hasn't been down 10% in a while. So then it does, and the sky is falling. But what was their answer to her saying, oh my gosh, am I going to have enough money? The markets are down.
So one of the responses in here, and I'm not going to read the entire thing, because if anybody wants to read it, they can go to the website and take a look. But they were talking about, like, you know, the difference between, you know, when you get older, you should have less in equities, and you should have, you know, a few of the standard tweaks, if you will. But I'd take exception with some of this stuff, because, you know, here's the thing, and let's just talk about, like I just said, the equity comment. Okay, that would be okay, I guess, if we were in a perfect world. But we're not in a perfect world, because we don't know when we're going to pass, right? I mean, and that's really what I think is the most troubling by some of these answers is, you know, you read these and it talks about, you know, people wanting to sell all their assets and put it in gold, or do these really, really extreme remedies. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is a clear way straight because of panic to really be whipsawed in a correction. Because I'm not saying that you shouldn't tweak, and I'm not saying that, you know, and we recommend our clients rebalance your portfolio if we're getting to the top of your risk profile as far as the equities, because it's just had a really good year, then trim some of those, put them back in bonds and cash, save that dry powder, because you never know, because of things just like this. But it's amazing that whenever you see these things and you see and hear these, like, you know, you should only have 30% of your money in equities, like I was saying. That's
to a person who hasn't even retired yet.
Yeah, you're 63 years old. I mean, putting 30% and look, the rule of 100, 10 years ago, I was completely on board. But longevity, I mean, it has changed dramatically. Yeah. And you cannot afford to put your money to sleep and do nothing for an extended period of time. Now, that being said, should you have some safe money? Yes, I don't disagree with that. You know, 20, 30, maybe 40%. I don't disagree with that. But longevity, the long bucket, if you will, that money needs to be at least growing or invested so that it can keep up with inflation, keep up with your distributions. Yeah,
have to have growth, because
it's so irresponsible when you see these people giving this advice to these people that are panicked. And it's like,
in 10 years, when healthcare costs twice as much, inflation doubles during your retirement, right?
Goodness gracious.
I mean, the cost of something by the end of your retirement is going to be twice as much as it was when you entered. That's the rule of thumb. And in the past, that's kind of what's happened for a lot of people, especially as of late. So if you're not planning for that, you've got to keep some growth. I mean, and 30%, if you're not even retired yet,
everyone has their magic number, right?
And everyone's number is different. Yeah.
And this is why, you know, once again, it's very easy to become complacent whenever markets are going up, because when you're able to take out as much money as you want, anytime you want, because the growth is more than making anything, you know, up in distributions you're taking, that's very easy, right? That's where it kind of puts us in that false sense of security, because we just feel like this is what's supposed to happen and it's never going to stop. So why do I need a plan? Because everything I'm taking right now is just being satisfied. So, I mean, what's the point? Well, the point is, you can't have sunshine every day.
Yeah. rain, and you could live 30 years.
Right.
So you're going to see rainy days.
Yes. Yeah,
you're going to see it. Bring an umbrella. That's the message right now.
I think
right?
that's the Bring mantra for this year, right? Yeah. Bring an umbrella because volatility is back. But yeah. Tony, that's the reason, like you, we talk about the longevity aspect. That's what a true plan is supposed to do. It's to help offset and basically curb those fears, because you can see, okay, in a really volatile, not terrific market, for instance, if we do a plan for a client, we always try to test in the dot-com crash and 2008 to begin a client's retirement. Why? It's because that's 250% plus drawdowns on the S&P, 80% on the NASDAQ in 2000 through 2002. If you can make it through those two periods to begin your retirement and live 25 or 30 years, that's a pretty good indication of whether you're going to be successful or not. But the problem is, I think we get so, like I said, we get so caught up in this false sense of security that it's just going to work out. And my question is, well, what if it doesn't? If what you thought to be true wasn't true, when would you want to know? You want to know today, not tomorrow. You need to know before it happens, before the rain, right? When did Noah build the ark? Before the rain.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's what I want to just leave our listeners with this morning. I know it's kind of a short show, but I don't think we need to go any further. I think the turmoil today is a clear indication of what we need to do. And what we need to do is be prepared. If you're not prepared, you're preparing to fail, because that's the only thing that will, that's what will set you apart from having a successful retirement and having an unsuccessful retirement, because markets change. I mean, the things, let's face it, the things we used 10 years ago or even 5 years ago because of interest rates may need to be tweaked today. But that's why you make a plan, you pick a path, and then you monitor that path. And if you're not or if something changes in the market, or if your lifestyle changes, these are things you can go ahead and forecast and say, okay, we need to tweak and go a different direction, because where we were going based on markets is not going to get us where we need to go. That's what having a plan does, Tony. It gives you that freedom and flexibility to know I'm not locking myself into something for 30 years, but what I am doing is saying, if this is the case for the next 30 years, this is how we offset it. But if anything changes, how do we get back on track? And that's why, you know, we recommend meeting with our clients at least no less than 2 to 4 times a year, just because it's much easier to make those tweaks and augment your plan when you do it frequently. Unlike some of the cases I've seen recently. I had a client, bless her heart, she hadn't met with her advisor in 6 years. And I said, ma'am, all due respect, you don't have an advisor. You had a salesman. You just didn't know it. So yeah. Tony, that's what I think leads to success, is the preparation and the work that's put in behind the scenes. And that's why if you're out there right now listening and you're a client of ours, you know what I'm telling you to be true. And that's why if you are listening to our show and you're a client, you need to hit forward to about 4 or 5 of your friends that are sitting out there, and you know who they are, that are worried right now, that they can be put in a better position by having the same level of planning that you do. And the only way that you can do that is you got to get started today. Give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Great show today. Planning, not panic, right?
Planning, not panic.
If you fail to plan,
you plan to fail.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.